सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वर गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं
We will be starting chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. Earlier we have seen in chapter 1, which is called Arjun Vishad Yoga. We have seen at the end of the chapter, Arjun sat down on his chariot, casting aside his bow and arrows, and his eyes were full of tears. He was crying at that time. Then after that he surrendered to Lord. In the beginning of the chapter 2, we find that he surrenders to the Lord, accepts him as his teacher, and tells him that please teach me, and he gives and asks his advice about what is my duty in this battlefield. And earlier we have seen his disease was diagnosed by three people, Arjun himself, Lord, and third, Sanjay. Sanjay, all three diagnosed. Bhagavan diagnosed that this is crying is because of the sorrow of the world, and the sorrow of the world can be removed only by Atmagyan, knowledge of self. There is no other medicine. Therefore, in spite of his questions, Arjuna's question, what is my duty on this battlefield? He started giving him the knowledge of self from sloka number 11 of chapter 2 through 38 of chapter 2. Gave him the Atmagyan. After that, still Arjun didn't get up and started fighting. He didn't start fighting. Although Lord said many times, get up, fight. It is dark. In verse number 39, Lord realized that there is some obstruction in the knowledge. It is not happening. And that obstruction is the purification of mind, and purification of mind can be done only by karma yoga. Therefore, in verse number 39, buddhi yogam, that buddhi which will unite you with the Lord, that is karma yoga, he started telling briefly there, from 39 onward. And he said, once your mind is purified and you get the knowledge, you become a realized person. And the moment he used the thought about the jnani or a realized person, he immediately asked a question to Lord that, please tell me about that jnani. What are the characteristics of that realized person? You tell me. And Lord gave him the sthita pragya lakshan. Really speaking, Gita ends there. Because the knowledge of self is already given. It is at that time that our great hero Arjun raised his hand one question. And a teacher has to answer question, because the knowledge has to be doubt-free. We all are Arjun. At the end of chapter 2, we find Arjun is deluded, doubtful, sorrowful. Delusion, we all are Arjun. We all are deluded. What is delusion? Not understanding a thing as it is called delusion. We all think this world is real, whereas the scripture says this world is unreal. This misunderstanding is delusion. Not understanding the nature of the world as it is, or not understanding the nature of the Atman or the Brahman, is delusion. So we all are deluded about it. Then second is that he is doubtful. He has got the doubt. Therefore he asks questions in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, first question by Arjuna. Before that in chapter 2 there is another question. Tell me about that sthita pragya. The doubt. We all also have got a doubt about Jeev Jagat Ishwar, who is Brahman. We have got no clear cut idea about Jeev Jagat Ishwar Brahman. And sorrowful. None of us who are sitting here, why none of us? None of human being can say that they have not experienced sorrow or are not experiencing sorrow or will not experience sorrow. So we all have experienced, experiencing, and will be experiencing sorrow. And if we want to remove it, medicine is only one. There is no alternative, and the medicine is knowledge of the self. And we have to purify mind. Many times I have told you that there are only two steps in realization. Number one is purification of mind. We have to purify our mind. And number two is knowledge of the self. Purification of mind will not happen automatically. Don't be under this wrong understanding. Ek din ho jayega, is janma nahi hua toh, next birth we will do it. No. Next birth may not be human birth. And Lord did not spare even Arjun. He made him to fight that righteous war to make his mind pure. What is our problem? Where are we going wrong? What is the solution for that? So our Gurudev, in the introduction to chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, this is on page number 2, Roman 2. He says, instinctively in our inborn ignorance, we all are ignorant. Ignorance about what? Ignorance about our true nature. We are all Brahman, but we don't know that. And what is the nature of Brahman or Atman, we don't know. Therefore, we are all ignorant. We act motivated by ego and egocentric desires. We all have got the ego and egocentric desires. Egocentric desires, selfish action. We all are doing the same thing. Don't feel bad. And Gurudev right, not my language. An uncultivated man acts thoughtlessly propelled by his own wrong tendencies, thus ordering for himself ever a new lease of sorrowful existence. So who is ordering sorrow? An uncultivated. Who is uncultivated man? Who has not studied Shastra. Some of us, we have studied Shastra, we have... Many times we have listened to Karma Yoga, Karma Yoga, even after understanding the Shastra says to act in a particular way, we don't act. Can we claim ourselves cultivated? No. So the uncultivated person, he acts propelled by his own tendencies. This is the vasana. And we have got a very good capital, all of us, we have got a very good capital of this vasana. Vasanas means? Impressions. Impressions means for each and every experience we get some impression. Like sometimes we like the fruit of action, sometimes we don't like. Very simple example. If you go to any sweetmeat shop, each person has got his own samosa recipe, you know. Samosa recipe. So you may like some, I mean the samosa, one sweet meat shop may not like other. So next time if you want to buy samosa, where will you go? The one which you like. And the likes and dislikes of each person varies. And we all act according to our likes and dislikes. Entertaining these sensuous desires, he acts in the world seeking joy and earning for himself fleeting happiness. We are doing this thing. For this fulfilling our desires, we are getting happiness. But what is the characteristic of that happiness? Fleeting. Anybody here who experience total fulfillment after fulfilling desires? After sought happiness, sorrow comes. Then again, we seek for happiness and fulfill desire. Endless sorrows and inexhaustible mental impressions, these come. Why they are coming? Because we are uncultivated. We have not studied Shastra. We don't know how to act in the world. These vasanas invite new fields and there can be exhausted through their free expression in action. These vasanas are the blueprint which you are giving to the Lord. Oh Lord, please give me next birth according to my vasanas. And your next birth will be according to the vasana. And Lord has classified that all the vasanas can be of 84 lakh types. I hope you understand lakh, 84 lakh type. And he has got dresses for each vasana to be fulfilled. So next maybe your mosquito or a cow, a tree or grass. Naturally, the way out of this never-ending vicious circle of ego-motivated action which creates vasanas. Now you want to know, this is what we are doing now. We call it selfish action, kamya karma. If you want to come out of this vicious circle of vasana, because according to vasana, there will be the next birth. According to the vasana, there will be the next birth. If you get realized, what will happen? No more rebirth. Since we all are born, therefore we all are jnanis. We all are jnanis. Very simple science. Once you get realized, there is no question of birth. Since we all are born, therefore we all are ajnani at the time of birth. But from the birth to death, we can get realization in human form. So how can you get it? What is the way out to come out of this vicious circle? So here it is said, is the path of right action. The path of, we can come out the path of right action. And let me tell you, this path of right action is given only in Bhagavad Gita. In no other religion they have dealt this problem. Only Bhagavad Gita tells you the path of right action. Okay, tell me a little bit about the path of right action. Gurudev writes, God dedicated selfless actions. God dedicated selfless action. Now tell me, our actions are, is it God dedicated now? No, it is dedicated to me. Is it selfless? No, it is selfish. So right way of action is God dedicated selfless actions performed in a spirit of devotion and self-surrender exhaust the existing vasanas and do not create their own accord any more fresh tragic impressions which in their turn would order fresh field of activity. The only way to come out of vasana is to do karma yoga. God dedicated selfless action. Gita or Upanishad or anywhere in our Veda, it is not written that you do this type of action. A particular action is not mentioned. It never says, okay, you are an engineer, you become a doctor, then you become realized. No. Not said that. Whatever we are doing, whatever actions we are doing, it should be God-dedicated and selfless. In the limited concept of the life in the Vedic period, work meant only the ritualistic sacrifices. You see, in the different period, there are different methods of purification of mind, you know. In Satyug, the sages used to meditate for 10,000 years, can you think now? Their life used to be 100,000 years in Satyug. In Treta Yuga, when the Ramji came, at that time the ritual, the yajna used to be the main way of purification of mind. What is this yajna, fire ritual? If you have got any desire, I want to go to Swarga, oh, there is a prescribed set of rules. Do that ritual, your seat is reserved there. And if you want a putra, a son, putreshti yajna, do that yajna, you will get putra, your son. So what normally we do, we give oblation to the Lord, is it not so? This is for you, this is for you, this is not for me. So whenever we think about the Lord, my mind gets purified. This way people used to purify their mind in Treta Yuga. In Dwapara Yuga, when Lord Krishna came, then Govardhan Puja started, the temple started being building up, you know. See the changing. So what is suggested in the Kali Yuga? God-dedicated, selfless action. By this way, we can purify our mind. If ritualism alone was the path, all people at all times would never be able to strive for the highest goal of life. Rituals, this yajna and all that requires, you know, many types of things. You can't do rituals now. Number one, it is very difficult to pronounce. Very difficult. In one of the suktam, it is said, O Lakshmi, please come, A Lakshmi, go away. We say like that. But in Sanskrit, when we say A Lakshmi, there is an avagra. We use, for A, we use avagra. If you miss that avagra, then instead of saying, A Lakshmi, go away, you are saying, Lakshmi, go away. Are you understanding? If you don't chant properly, you will not get result. Plus, the material things required for that is also very difficult to get. In Rudram, in Namkam and Chamkam, you will find the prayer to the Lord is that, oh Lord, you give me a 3.5-year-old cow, you give me a 3-year-old cow, you give me 4-year-old cow. Why? Because different yajna require ghee, clarified butter, from a cow whose color should be this. Cow should be 3.5-year-old. Now tell me, where will you get a clarified butter from a 3.5-year-old black cow? Can you get it? No, you can't get it. You can't do now. So therefore it is said, if ritualism alone was the path, all people at all times would never be able to strive for the highest goal of life. In Gita, therefore, we have an expansion of the idea indicated in the Vedas. Krishna in his divine declaration gives the sanction that any action can be a glorious sacrifice. Through action, we have to purify our mind, but only if it is undertaken with the required purity of motive, in a spirit of surrender, and is imbued with the deep emotion of love. So now we understand what is the problem. Problem is that we don't know how to act rightly in the world. Although we are all successful, but we are creating vasanas. Creating vasanas means, that means we are giving blueprint to Lord for our next body. Is there any method by which we can come out from this vasanas? Yes. That is, Lord is going to suggest in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita how to act in this world so that new vasanas are not created and the old vasanas are also exhausted. Balance zero. Vasana zero. Okay. So what is to be done? Two steps. Purification of mind. And the purification of mind can happen only with sakam karma. Selfish action. Though it can be done only by niskam karma. Then the vasana will come down. There will be a dispassion toward OET, object, emotions and thought, or jagat. Then after that, you will get knowledge. And once you get the knowledge, chutti. Nothing more to be done. Goal of life achieved. This is goal of life. This is the real goal of life. Now in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord has praised both knowledge and karma. Knowledge and karma. When we studied, we didn't have any question, no doubt about that. Whatever Lord has said, we all accepted. But Arjuna has got a doubt. He raised his hand. What is his doubt? Slok number 1.
Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha.
Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha.
Atha Tritiyodhyayah.
Atha Tritiyodhyayah.
Arjuna Yuvacha.
Arjuna Uvacha.
Jayasi Chet Karmanaste.
Jayasi Chet Karmanaste.
Mata Buddhir Janardana.
Mata Buddhir Janardana.
Tat Kim Karmani Ghore Mam.
Tatim Karmani Ghore Mam.
Niyo Jayasi Keshava. Arjuna Yuvacha, Jayasi Chet Karmanaste, Mata Buddhir Janardana, Tat Kim Karmani Ghore Vam, Niyo Jayasi Keshava.
Arjuna Yuvacha. Now he addresses Lord as Keshav and Janardhan. Keshav and Janardhan. What is his question? Jayasi. Jayasi means superior. If you think Jayasi Chet Karmanaste Mata Buddhi Janardana, if you think the Buddhi Gyan is greater or superior than karma, action. These two are the topics of the chapter 2. Gyan, karma. And Lord has glorified both Gyan and karma there. Both he has glorified. We'll see how he glorified. Jayasi Chet Karmanaste, te means oh by you. If you consider, Lord, if you consider, you are my teacher, if you consider that knowledge is superior than action, tat kim karmani ghore mam niyojasi kesava, then why are you telling me to this do this terrible job of killing these people? Did this question come to your mind when we were studying chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita? The Lord is discussing about two things in chapter 2. One is the Gyan, and Gyan part is the knowledge part is in slok number 11 to 38 of the Bhagavad Gita. And from 39 onward, he talked about karma. Now he is asking, if knowledge is superior, why are you telling me to do action? We also have got the same question. Why you have to work so much a terrible work in the office? Every day we have to go to office. We also want jnana. Jnana de do and mukti patapat. Is it not so? Jnana mukti. So now question is that there are only two steps, purification of mind and getting the knowledge. Can I switch it? Can I get the knowledge first and purification second? No. Knowledge was already given to Arjuna also. We all also got knowledge also. Chapter 2, Slok 11 to 38, knowledge part is over. But knowledge didn't happen to Arjuna, neither it happened to us. Why? Mind is not purified. So what you have to do first? Purification of mind is to be done first. Tat kim karmani ghore mam niyojasi kesava. But many times Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita to Arjun, tasmat yuddhasya bharata. You see, when he was giving argument that you are crying and there is no scope of sorrow, and he put forward the argument from the Atma level, from Jivatma level, from the Sarir level, from the Shishtachar level, from different levels, he said, there is no scope of sorrow. Why are you crying? But at the same time, he was saying, Tasmat. Tasmat means therefore. After giving the argument, therefore, you should go and get up and fight. At one other place he has said, Tasmatu tishta kaunteya yuddhaya krita nischaya, to take a resolution that I will fight. Uttishta, get up. Karmanne vadikaraste maphalesu kadachana. You have got the right to action only. Again and again, Lord is indicating to Arjun, you have to act, you have to act, you have to act. But how you have to act? Yogastha guru karmani. This is the way you should act. Yogas, your action should be in such a way that it unites you with the Lord. Yogas, sitting in the yoga, Kuru Karmani. Okay. Who is Kesav? Kesav is one who protects the surrendered ones. Arjun has already surrendered in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita. Now it is the job of the teacher to protect him. Lord Krishna is his teacher. As if subtly he is reminding his teacher, it is your duty to protect me. Oh Kesav, it is your duty to protect me now. Acha. Another meaning of Kesav is the beautiful hair. Lord has got beautiful hair. This is the Kesav. Third meaning of Kesav, if you break the word Kesav, it is ka plus a plus is plus va is equal to Kesav. Little bit of Sanskrit. Half ka plus a is equal to ka plus is plus va. Ka means Brahma. A means Vishnu, Is means Mahesh, and Va means Vayati. One who rules Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh is Kesav. Janardhan. Janardhan means one who removes Maya. One who can take you out from the cycle of birth and death. It's Janardhan. Now Lord has praised self-knowledge in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita. He says, Stitvam asyam antakalepi brahma nirvanam rachati. This knowledge is so great that even in Antakal, Antakal means in the last breath of life, if you get, you get Brahman. No more birth. So knowledge is glorified there by Lord. Therefore, a question came into the mind of Arjun. Perhaps these are two paths. One is the karma marga, another is the jnana marga. And like of all of us, Arjun also wanted the jnana marga only. Kuch karna nahi hai. Kuch karna nahi hai. In spite of all arguments in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord never said, Arjun, stop war, go to Himalaya. Get the knowledge there. He didn't say that. Not even once. Okay, then there is a second part of the question, slok number 2. So slok number 1 and slok number 2 makes the complete question.
Vyamishreneva vakena
Vyamishreneva vakena
Buddhim mohayasiva me
Buddhim
Tadekam vada nischitya
Tadekam vada nischitya
Yena shreyoham apnuyam
Yena shreyoham apnuyam
Vyamishreneva vakena Buddhim mohayasiva me Tadekam vada nischitya Yena shreyoham apnuyam
Vyamishren eva vakyena buddhim moyasi eva me. Vyamishren, perplexing. You talked about both. You talked about the karma also, you glorified karma also, you glorified Lord, you glorified jnana also in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita. Vyamishren, it's perplexing. It's perplexing. I am not able to understand clearly. Tad ekam vad. Please tell me one. ठीक से बोलो एक एक बात बोलो डोंट टेल मी बोध है ये भी अच्छा है दिस इज ऑल्सो गुड दिस इज ऑल्सो गुड यू टेल मी वन विच वन इज गुड एंड ही स्पेसिफिकली सेड व्हाट ही वांट श्रेयो हम आपनुयाम आपनुयाम आई मे अटेन अहम आपनुयाम प्लीज टेल मी द श्रेय I don't want the prayer. Prayer means, don't give me advice what I think. You know what I'm thinking in mind. I don't want to fight, I want to go to Himalaya. That is my understanding. I should take jnana. But don't give me answer according to my liking. You think of my sreya, what is good for me. The difference between Sreya and prayer is that the prayer gives you pleasure immediately and gives you trouble later. And Sreya gives you trouble now, but ultimately it will give you better result. And normally we give example of, at exam time, suppose a student starts serious. He is getting immediate pleasure at that time seeing the TV. What will the ultimate result in exam? Long time result? Dukkha. This is prayer. What is Sreya? Sreya is that when we tell you get up in the Brahma Muhurat, which starts 2 hours 24 minutes before sunrise, and do start your sadhana. It is really troublesome, sorrowful. If you start, get up at 2 hours 24 minutes before sunrise, I'm telling you. Every day, Brahma Muhurat start at different time. And do your sadhana. It is very troublesome. But result? Result is Sreya. Ultimate good. When he surrendered to Lord, he said, Yat Sreya Syat Nishitam Bruhi Tanme Sisyate Ham Sadimam Tvam prapannam. Prapannam, I am surrendering to you. Sadhimam, please teach me. I accept you as my guru. Blach, yat shreya syat nishitam buhitanme. But teach me or tell me only what is which is good for me, shreya. I don't want prayers. At that time also he wanted to run away from the battlefield. Even now he is telling the same thing. Although in the mind Arjuna is thinking, I don't want to do this terrible action. But O Lord, tell me what is shreyas for me, what is ultimate good for me. You tell me that only. So in Bhagavad Gita, you will find the Lord has praised the Karma Yoga also and Jnana Yoga also. In Karma Yoga, he said, Svalpam nahi abhikrama nasa asti pratyavayana vidyate svalpam ati asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. If you do Karma Yoga little bit, 0.00000001%, itna kamti, itna samajho. Then he says, nahi abhikrama nasa. Still there is no loss. Like in agriculture, there is a sequence. If you want crop, then you follow a sequence. If you don't follow a sequence, the crop will not be there. But here he says there is no sequence. There is no sequence. There is no loss if you do karma yoga. Na pratyavaya vidyate. Pratyavaya, there is no dosa in sins. There is no sin you will incur. In our world, we find if you don't fulfill the agreement, you have to pay penalty. You are not paid. But he says here, if you do karma yoga, no pratyavaya, there is no sin also. I am telling you, this is very beautiful to do karma yoga. It is always a positive, there is no loss. How it is positive? Because karma yoga is a dedicated action to Lord. Dedicated action to the Lord. Achha, what Lord will take from you? Lord will take only the bhakti part of that karma from you. He is not interested in the fruit of action of the action. What is the karma fall? He is not interested. Whether it is good, bad, or you got it or not, doesn't matter. Even if you do 0.00001%, at least in that part of the karma, you remembered Lord. There was a bhakti. You got a credit for that. Therefore, there is no loss in karma yoga. And if you remember, Lord, what will happen? Svalpam api asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Svalpam, if you do little bit also. Mahato bhayat means the cycle of birth and death. You are protected from that. That is the benefit of karma yoga. The Lord has praised karma yoga also. And jnana also, he has said, sthitva asyam antakalepi brahma nirvanam rachyati. Even in the end of your life, in the last breath, if you come to know Lord, you become Brahman. There is no question of rebirth. So in chapter 2, Bhagavan gave the knowledge of Atma. Then Atma Jnana also he gave. He told about what is Atma, what is the characteristic of Atma. Then he told about the Atma Jnana. He told about the Atma Jnani also, everything. He said everything. Because Lord wanted that Arjuna should come out of this sorrow. For Lord, we all are Arjuna, and Lord wants that we all should come out of this sorrow. And what is the way out? Is the karma yoga. Now tell me, really speaking, do I have got the two choice? There are two paths, karma yoga and jnana yoga. No. So do you all agree to Sahuji? we have to do both. If we want realization, go to our basic statement. There are only two steps, purification of mind and knowledge. Purification will happen with karma yoga only. Knowledge will come second step. We have to do both. We have to do karma yoga and we have to get the knowledge also. We cannot change sequence. We cannot change its sequence. Understand very clearly. In India, if you want to get entrance in college, medical college or engineering school, you have to appear in an entrance exam. Entrance exam, you have to appear before admission into the medical school. Do you have any option that after admission you will take entrance exam? No. Do you have a choice that you will not take or you will take in entrance exam? No. Similarly, we don't have any choice in karma yoga, whether doing or not doing. If you want the knowledge, if you want to come out of this cycle of birth and death, we have to do karma yoga and followed by knowledge. There are some more points in it, we will see in our next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri